710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line is on the air. 877-710-ESPN. The Verizon Wireless Lakers line is brought to you by
Morongo Casino Resort. Come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
Care More Medical. Help more, heal more, care more. It's what we do. Visit CareMore.com today.
Roger Dunn Golf Shops, the world's largest golf supermarkets. RDGolf.com.
Metro PCS. With Metro PCS's Family Unlimited, get unlimited nationwide talk, text, and web for $35 a line.
Hollywood Park Casino, the best place to play in L.A. Play HPC.com.
U.S. Bank, proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball. Light up the lines. We're talking Lakers. Live from the ESPN zone at L.A. Live. Here are 710 ESPN's Brian Long and Dave Denholm.
Kobe, if I'm the Bucks, I don't let Kobe catch the ball, but they let him catch the ball.
Catches in the backcourt, 3 seconds, approaches, left wing, backs down barrel, a step back fade, he got it at the buzzer, and the Lakers will escape Milwaukee with a one-point win. Bryant bear hugged at center court as the Buck players dejectedly walk to the locker room.
107-106, Lakers win tonight. I don't want to say improbable fashion. A game that seemed at times the Lakers could have put it away. We're not able to, Dave, but who else?
Kobe is ridiculous. I was sitting here, Brian. Look, I look like such an idiot with this guy most of the time. Because what was I saying? There's no way he can do it again.
Right.
He can't do it again. Once the Lakers got the ball back after the miss, they called the timeout. Phil Jackson, as we heard from Kobe, and we'll play that, made the great decision to go the full length of the court, right? And I'm thinking, there's no way. I'm sitting here telling you and Dave Singer, he can't do it again. There's no way. They just won't win this game.
Well, you said they won't win this game, and the reason was sound. The reason was the Bucks aren't going to be dumb enough to let Kobe get the ball in his hand.
Unbelievable.
To do it again.
But to have a guy like Kobe hit another shot. What's it been, like a week and a half that he's hit two unreal buzzer beaters?
All right, he's Dave Denholm. I'm Brian Long. This is the Lakers line brought to you by Verizon Wireless, America's largest 3G network. Means you can do more in more places. Go to VerizonWireless.com or visit Verizon Wireless Communication Store to learn more. Let's get right down to it, Dave. This game, though, was set up on this play.
55 seconds to play. 106-102 Bucks. Kobe top of the circle, spins into a double team. Banked it in. The officials conferencing and a blocking foul against the Bucks. So a chance at a three-point play.
And the ball went in, didn't it?
Michael, I've never seen anything like that. Not in this late juncture of the game. Kobe is spinning. Desperation try, banked it in. The officials looking at each other, couldn't come up with a call. And finally, Mark Davis signals block. And the Lakers can cut it to 1 point.
And that made the game 106-105 at that moment. They were able to, it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
I mean, we looked at it.
Full credit to Kobe for finishing the play.
Can see the foul, not so much the and one.
Get there too. I mean, it was like, you know, yeah, the foul was there, but the and one was just the referees made some suspect calls. In fairness, though, both ways tonight, it was pretty fair.
Sure,
they missed some calls both ways. That was a very fortuitous call, I thought, for the Lakers. But full credit to Kobe for finishing it and continuing to play. And then he gets the free throw, as you said, cuts the lead to one. Lakers played some pretty good D, actually, throughout most of that overtime. At times, there was some bad D and there was some great D. They were able to play great D late on Michael Redd, got that rebound and that setup, as you heard. Another amazing finish for Kobe Bryant. What, 39 now after he hits those final two? Just an unreal night.
Lakers line brought to you in part by Hollywood Park Casino. It's the best place to play in L.A. Visit playhpc.com to register for the next 710 ESPN Poker Tournament, and you can win a seat in the 2010 World Series of Poker. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get to your phone calls tonight. Kobe does it again at the buzzer. Lakers win 107-106. Kobe with Spiro and Michael right after the game when it all ended. Kobe Bryant was able to walk over again, arms stretched out, being bear hugged. Spiro got to talk with him.
Kobe, congratulations on the win. Thanks for a couple of minutes.
You got it.
Just talk to us about this Bucks team. They fought you hard, and talk to us in that timeout huddle what you guys wanted to accomplish. You obviously hit another great shot.
Yeah, no, you know, I want to get as much space as I can. you know, in regulation, I had a really good look at it. And it was almost, I had too much of a good look. And as a consequence, I missed it. But I wanted to go back to the same spot and get the same look and knock it down.
Kobe, before the inbounds play, I said, I wouldn't let you catch the ball. I'm going to triple team you, make someone catch. Are you surprised they didn't try to take you away?
You know what? Phil actually, you know, had the brilliant plan of taking it full court. And once he said that, we all kind of looked at him like, what the hell? No, advance it. And he said, no, I want it here. And, you know, then we said, okay, let's just roll with it. And he obviously knew what he was doing, because you take it full court and I catch it, the floor spread is much harder to double team me.
Kobe, how much of a difference? We know Gary went to a different tape job. You guys are still trying to find a comfort level.
Yeah.
How has this new kind of feel with the splint affected you, and how comfortable
have
you felt?
It's getting stronger and stronger, but I tell you, man, every time I get hit on it, it hurts like hell. And, you know, later in the game, I tried to go for a rebound. It was a big play. You know, so I extended my right hand to get the ball, and I just jammed it right on the finger. And, you know, it hurt like hell. Fortunately, we had a timeout.
Last question for you, Kobe. When did Pau Gasol turn into Moses Malone with all this rebounding?
He's a beast, man. You know, I told him the first time he got to 20, he got 20 rebounds the first time, I said, it's about time. And then he backed it up with another 20, and I don't know how many he had tonight. But,
20, I think he had 22 or 21.
I mean, he's in his zone right now.
Career high, 22 rebounds. Kobe, thank you so much. Congratulations.
You got it, man. Thank you.
And you look at it, Dave, you have 22 rebounds, 26 points for Pau Gasol tonight. Kobe Bryant with 39 on the heels of another big performance in Chicago. So the scoring is there for this Laker team. Tonight, the rebounds were there, and that was by courtesy of Pau Gasol.
Yeah, great effort again by Pau, this time on the defensive boards. He only had three offensive rebounds, which is fine. 19 defensive rebounds. He cleaned up the glass. The Lakers actually out-rebounded the Milwaukee Bucks by 9 on the game. And that's good, because the Bucks had 21 more shots than the Lakers from the field. So they were getting looks. Just the Lakers played some pretty decent D at times. Again, Brian, you can't – I mean, it's Kobe Bryant at the end. He's just in 15 minutes. He's on the floor. He's 13 of 28. The guy just refuses to be, you know, stopped by anything. Injury, double team, whatever. He just scores right through it.
877-710-ESPN. We come back. We'll get your phone calls in. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line, brought to you in part by Custom Comfort Mattress, resting on a family tradition of over 25 years. We don't sleep well unless we know you do. Visit CustomComfortMattress.com for a store near you. Your phone calls next. He's Dave Denham. I'm Brian Long, live from the ESPN Zone LA Live on 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com.
Colin Cowherd.
The new name for the Big Ten when they go to the 12 teams. The Tepid 12, the Krispy Kreme Conference, Ohio State and the Afterthoughts, the 12 Angry Underachievers, the Snowblower Conference, the Big 0-12, the Biggie Smalls, the Big Boring. Come on now! Quit picking on the Big Ten. Tomorrow, my campaign to get Rutgers football in the Big Ten continues. An update on Kobe and the Lakers. Wake up in the herd, 7 to 11 on 710 ESPN.
Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live, this is 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line. Here are Brian Long and Dave Denholm.
Lakers line brought to you in part by Metro PCS. Talk and text for only $30 a month. Limited time only. Metro PCS. Unlimit yourself. This is how it ends.
And Kobe, if I'm the Bucks, I don't let Kobe catch the ball, but they let him catch the ball.
Odom catches in the backcourt. 3 seconds. Approaches. Left wing. Backs down barrel. A step back fade. He got it at the buzzer. And the Lakers will escape Milwaukee with a one-point win. Bryant bear hugged at center court as the Buck players dejectedly walk to the locker room.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. Big night tonight. Lakers get the victory, an important victory, back-to-back. Chicago now, Milwaukee. But it took late-game heroics, 107-106, for the Lakers to pull it off. Let's go first to Lake Balboa. Solomon's up first. Solomon, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Solomon, welcome, baby.
You got it. I hope Jeff and Tarzan is listening.
Your arch enemy.
Oh, he is.
Yes, he is. Don't worry.
All right, check it out. Now, look, LeBron, Kobe, we always go through this. They dominate equally. They're both great players. They dominate a little differently. LeBron is more of a power player. Kobe's a little more finesse player. It's like Shaq or Kareem. Pick your poison. However, Jeff, if you're listening, at the end of a game, I put the ball in Kobe Bryant's hands. He has more options. He's a better free throw shooter, and he's the ultimate assassin, mangled fingers and all.
Well, listen, Solomon, I will say this. Kobe Bryant is without equal in the game today with a guy closing out a game.
Yeah.
Yes, he is the guy you want the ball in his hands. But I'm not going to lie to you, and I've watched as many Laker games as the next person, been doing this for some time. Every time, I still get the same butterfly in my stomach. Is this the time it's not going down? But make no mistake about it.
That's why I said it, dude. I was like, there's no way he can do it again. I mean, how can the same stuff happen? As you said, everything worked. Phil Jackson making the right decision to go the length of the court. Kobe getting the ball without much interference, really, from Milwaukee for some inexplicable reason. Nice job, Scott Skiles. And then how can he hit that shot again? Like, it shouldn't be happening over and over to the same guy. He's that special, though. You know, it's like, we try that stuff, we'd hit it once in our lives in a backyard when there's no pressure on. This guy does it every other night.
Let's go out to Al, who has just left the game in Milwaukee. Al, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys tonight?
Good, Al. Welcome.
You know, I spoke to you last night, and you guys mentioned something about Bynum and asking me to take a look at the finals from last year. So I did that. I not only read the box scores and watched the DVDs, I actually went back and watched some of the film. And we had a discussion about me calling, you know, Andrew Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh and being soft. I still don't see it. I didn't see it tonight. And the one question I have is, would you or would you not trade Andrew Bynum for Dwight Howard?
The one question I have for you, Al, is, did you just got out of the game, you said, right? You went to the game last night.
Or did you just lie to get on the air, Al?
No, I would not do that, fellas.
But Al, if you did, and that's great. You're in Chicago, then you go to Milwaukee, you can call us up anytime. You just saw Kobe Bryant hit a shot like that, and you're worried about Andrew Bynum tonight.
All because of that thing.
All right, Al.
Understood.
Al,
come
on.
Al, on Monday night, next time we do a Lakers Zone show on Monday night, you call up, we'll give you 5 minutes, we'll talk about it, all right?
Well, we don't know if we'll give you five minutes, but you know, Al, I'll tell you what we'll do.
We'll have time to break it down.
We'll debate it. But
Al,
hold on.
Look at the tape.
You're not wrong about the finals. I went back, Al. I checked it out myself. You're not wrong about the finals, Al.
On a night where Pau Gasol had 22 boards in the post.
What's the difference? Yeah.
We're not going to talk about Andrew Bynum's inability. Because you got called last night, we disagreed.
You're not wrong about the finals,
Al.
I rechecked it myself. I get you. You're right. You're onto something. Go enjoy the victory in Milwaukee.
All right. Thanks, Al. Let's go to Simi Valley. Mo, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing, Mo?
Brian and Dave, my fellas. How you guys doing?
How are you,
good,
buddy?
Man.
Man, does Kobe Bryant have health insurance? Because he doesn't need it. He is a beast. Oh, man. But other than that, the 7 turnovers that he had hurt us a little bit. That's all I had to say.
Thank you, Mo. It's the finger. Certainly, that is a factor. Phil Jackson talked about it the other night, Brian, when he had 8 turnovers while scoring 40 in the victory, by the way.
Fellas. And ladies, by the way. Yeah. I don't want to be discriminating. 39 points tonight for Kobe.
And the only two that mattered. The two that went into the end. W. Pick it up. How many wins they have?
And listen, I love Al and I love Mo.
Yeah.
Let's not turn tonight into a negative, all right? Yes, it didn't. They didn't dominate against Milwaukee. It was a little sluggish at times.
You know you're world champs when you can call up after a game like that and say, "God, boy, they really didn't have it tonight."
Because at the end of the, at the end of the game, this is what it sounded like.
And Kobe, if I'm the Bucks, I don't let Kobe catch the ball, but they let him catch the ball.
Catches on the backcourt, 3 seconds, approaches, left wing, backs down barrel, a step back fade. He got it at the buzzer! And the Lakers will escape Milwaukee with a 1-point win. Bryant bear hugged at center court as the Buck players dejectedly walk to the locker room.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Andrew tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's like Bryant bear-hugged at center court. Something tells me Lamar wasn't whispering in his ear, dude, 7 turnovers?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, coming up next, we'll get more of your phone calls. 877-710-ESPN. Back out to Milwaukee, Phil Jackson with his post-game comments. That's all still to come. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line on 710-ESPN, 710ESPN.com.
'Tis the season to go college bowling.
Pete Carroll and the men of Troy will play one more game as they head north to the city by the bay for a meeting with Boston College and a last chance to win 2009 on a high note. It's the Emerald Bowl, Saturday, December 26th, live from San Francisco. USC game day begins at 1 o'clock with kickoff at 5. It's the 2009 Emerald Bowl with USC and Boston College on the home for Trojan football. 710 ESPN.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line continues live from the ESPN zone at LA Live.
Here are Brian and Dave.
I want to get as much space as I can. You know, in regulation, I had a really good look at it. And I had too much of a good look. And as a consequence, I missed it. But I wanted to go back to the same spot and get the same look and knock it down.
Kobe Bryant tonight with a dagger in the heart. Of the Milwaukee Bucks, 107-106. Brian Long, Dave Denholm, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live.
And Kobe, if I'm the Bucks, I don't let Kobe catch the ball, but they let him catch the ball.
Odom catches in the backcourt, 3 seconds, approaches, left wing, backs down barrel, a step back fade. He got it at the buzzer!
Unbelievable shot tonight. We'll take your thoughts on it, 877-710, ESPN Lakers line, brought to you in part by Saboba Casino. Text the word Saboba to 40705 for a chance to win $710 in free slot play from Saboba Casino. Enter to win $7,100 in free slot play online right now at 710ESPN.com. Let's send it back out to Milwaukee and the coach with his comments. Now, I got to tell you, Dave, before we get out there, I thought tonight, certainly there were some sluggish moments for this Laker team.
Yeah.
But when the rubber hit the road, all of a sudden they were starting to make shots, and there were some interesting points throughout this game where shots went their way. We talked about the play where Kobe gets the and one, but they were able, because of ball movement, because of what Pau Gasol was able to do on the boards, I think, tonight, really helped keep this Laker team in this game.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I also thought, Brian, their defense was bad at some points. You know, they were letting Milwaukee penetrate. But in the overtime and late in the fourth, Milwaukee missed a lot of shots. The Lakers played some better D when it really came down to crunch time and got some stops.
All right, let's send it back out to Milwaukee, Phil Jackson's comments.
Yeah, I told him, why did you keep us waiting for a whole time out? You had the same situation in regulation. I mean, you know, really, I mean, you wasted a half hour of our lives. Just don't understand that boy sometimes.
You also failed to get 40 tonight. You must be disappointed in that, too.
Yeah, I was really disappointed at the end of the regulation. Yeah, I didn't think we finished it up good, you know, fouling at the end and, you know, not getting a good shot. I felt that timeout. I should have, you know, actually called it after that missed free throw by Andrew Bogut. But, you know, we got our opportunity back in overtime. And it was a miraculous win. It really was.
I know you've seen a bunch of these, but down six with inside of a minute to go, did you think your goose was cooked at that point?
No, you know, really didn't. You know, if Ilyasova made the free throws, yeah, that would have made a difference, but. You know, they gave us a chance and left the door open, and we closed.
I know that you draw up several options on those last plays. Surprised that the Bucks didn't send a second or third defender at Kobe?
Well, it's really hard when you go from full court to do that. You have to run, and you have to leave somebody usually at the basket, and then it really sets up a problem.
For where you were sitting, what was the difference between the shot at the end of regulation that he missed and the one that he made that won the game?
He got a turnaround. He had a little bit of a power underneath him. And, you know, he played continuous the whole half. I was really unhappy. I didn't get a chance to get him out in, you know, the fourth quarter. And so I was worried about his energy at the end, but he sustained it.
The first 20-point, 20-rebound game for Pau Gasol, who, you know, has been pretty steady since he came back, but tonight seemed to be his best game. What did you think of him?
Yeah, he tracked it down. I thought he played well. I was disappointed that, you know, the opportunity had a little running shot in the middle of the lane. You know, there's some things that he could do that he, you know, just didn't happen for him, but he played a great game.
What didn't work for you tonight? Down at the half, close game pretty much the whole way through. You were lost.
They're a tenacious defensive team. They're not going to give you anything. You know, make you have to beat them. You know, we turned the ball over. Those are things that we did that were just, you know, attrition that cost us a number of shots the first half. And so even though they were shooting a worse percentage, they had so many more field goal attempts than we did that it made up for it. Their three-point shooting was pretty good. We didn't close well. I thought our screen road defense was porous towards the middle of that fourth quarter, got us in trouble.
James Worthy back in the studio just called this a dangerous win, a lot like I think you called it after Miami. You said you guys were lucky to win that game. Even though you won, things you still need to work on going into New Jersey?
Well, you know, every game's a challenge because the coaches put you to test, you know, in this league. And, you know, you have to find a way to support yourself defensively as a team. And, you know, we had a trouble tonight. You know, Brandon Jennings, you know, really wasn't the one, but, you know, Ridnour was. He was the guy that really cut us up there for a while, and those are the things we have to work on.
Drew had three rebounds the other night, trouble tonight. What's going on with him the last couple games?
He really hasn't felt well. I mean, Drew came down with a cold, and, you know, he just has been struggling with energy out there. So I've been really monitoring his minutes, and, you know, those are things that, you know, we'll have to open up a little bit and, you know, have a couple days here and give him a chance to get himself back in 100%.
Was his foul trouble legit tonight?
I really don't know. I thought the first foul was, you know, a little suspicious. He didn't have a real good base on him, missed an easy shot, went back for his own. He got a call for an offensive rebounding foul. But, you know, overall, you know, Drew blocked some shots. He did some things that were okay for us out there. You know, we're not going to complain about it.
Kobe Bryant tonight, big performance. You just tuning in. Lakers do win 107-106. Another miraculous finish.
In overtime.
Kobe Bryant drops 39. He was 13 of 28. Lakers line is brought to you in part by Care More Medical. Help more, heal more. Care More, that's what we do. Visit caremore.com today for information on your health care needs. Let's go to San Diego. Ali, you are on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Ali. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah, great shot, man. You know, poor defense by the Bucks. You know, they should have made him pass. That didn't happen. Great shot. But my question for you guys is that, you know, if the Lakers do go on to repeat this year, which I think they will, and they get, you know, and they get that other title the other year, and they catch up to the Boston Celtics, what will that do to the, you know, not only to the NBA, but to all sports, you know? And what will that do for the Lakers in Boston some future?
Well, I mean, thank you for the phone call, Lee. You know, it's the two teams are certainly the two best franchises in the history of the NBA. That's not going to change for a long, long time. I don't know if it's going to make a difference, Ali, in terms of one or the other being more vital, because Laker fans will tell you the Lakers have the best history. Boston fans will tell you they got the, I mean, it's kind of like picking, you know, between I want $1 million in $1 bills or $5 bills.
And, I mean, a great thing to think about, but the reality is they got to win this year. There's a long way to go.
Exactly.
Right now. Appreciate the phone call, though. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls, more post-game comments. Pau Gasol with John Ireland. We'll get to that.
I want to ask you, Brian, when we come back, this shot bigger than the Miami one just a few nights ago for Kobe?
All right, we'll answer that question, get more into your thoughts as well. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line live from the ESPN Zone, LA Live on 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and Dave Denholm.
It's time for tonight's VIP, very important player of the game. Tonight's VIP.
And Kobe, if I'm the Bucks, I don't let Kobe catch the ball, but they let him catch the ball.
Catches on the backcourt, 3 seconds, approaches, left wing, backs down barrel, a step back fade. He got it at the buzzer! And the Lakers will escape Milwaukee with a one-point win.
And, of course, Kobe Bryant, tonight's VIP, very important player. Tomorrow, listen to The Herd, 9 o'clock hour. Next time you want to get Laker tickets, dial up our friends at VIP Tickets, VIPTickets.com.
Yeah, you got to go to VIP Tickets. Great people over there. They'll take care of you with the Lakers. Lakers took care of business. It wasn't always pretty, but Brian, Kobe does it again. What, it just seems like yesterday he hit that shot against Miami. Amazing runner over here at Staples Center. Well, tonight it's on the road. I asked you the question before this break. Was this shot bigger than the shot against Miami here at Staples Center? I believe it was. I think this was a bigger buzzer beater, not for the degree of difficulty. If we're the judges here at the ice skating at the Olympics, of course, the one against Miami is a bigger shot. But this was bigger because it's on the road, a game that could have caused you your second loss on this road trip already. After a pretty good performance last night, you would have kind of spit the bit here tonight with a pretty tough loss. And Kobe pulls him out of the fire with a big shot. That's why I think it's bigger than the Miami shot.
Listen, it's bigger in that probably the magnitude of losing on the road would have hurt this team more, and there would have been more questions. But come on, Dave, I mean, no one thought that that was an improbable shot. The fact that he banks in a three, that his body's contorted in the effort. I get it.
Tougher shot against Miami, bigger win tonight.
I don't. They're all the same, though. They count the same. I don't know that there is a bigger win. However, losing at home, and they have this year, probably would have stung a little more.
Andy Kamenetsky, tell Brian Long that I'm right, will you?
Huh. Well, first of all, who decides my involvement on the show? Because that may sway my answer.
All I'm saying is if I'm not right, arrow down to Andy Kamenetsky.
I mean, you know, I actually have to say I think the shot tonight was bigger only because a loss to Milwaukee, even though they've been pretty good at home, particularly after starting the road trip against Utah with a loss, all of a sudden people start talking, can the Lakers not win on the road? Has the whole thing at home just been, you know, the benefit of an easy schedule?
Sure.
It ceases a lot of talk. If they lose that game to Miami, you know, Miami had come off a bad loss, getting embarrassed on national TV against the Nuggets. You knew they were going to play hard. So, I mean, they're both pretty big. Don't get me wrong.
Sure, absolutely. And Brian's not, you're not wrong.
Well, listen, my thought on this whole thing is that it really comes down to the magnitude of the moment. And I think people are going to say, well, it was a back-to-back. They were on the road. I'm not shocked by it. They didn't play great. Yeah, he missed the shot. The reason
Fingers
I thought the
hurt,
Miami.
Though, now, too. He goes for 39
That's
in this
true.
One. I mean, you know.
It was a big night. Listen.
Forgot about the finger.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a factor.
What about Pau Gasol tonight? Unbelievable effort. Pau Gasol, you know, he wanted the ball inside. Well, he got it for himself. 22 boards tonight, 26 points in the effort.
On 15 shots.
Yeah, he's just been in a rebounding zone right now. I mean, in particular with Andrew Bynum's numbers along those lines, definitely down. Arrow down for Andrew Bynum's rebounding at the moment. Pau's been unbelievable. He's had 20 rebound games in the last four, and that one was a measly, I think, 16.
Yeah, that was a pretty good night, too. I propose this, guys, with all the talk about Pau Gasol's shots, and if I'm Phil Jackson, I say, you know what, Pau, we're going to get you exactly the amount of shots as rebounds that you have. Because if you're rebounding the ball 22 times a night, you deserve 22 shots.
It's a lot of counting, though, for guys in-game. I mean, that's
a lot.
Well,
they got like eight assistant coaches on
that
the bench.
That is a lot for people
Couldn't
to keep track of.
Could you designate one of the assistant coaches?
Big minutes tonight, though. 48 minutes, almost 49 minutes for Pau Gasol. And by contrast, Andrew Bynum, about 24 minutes, just under 24.
Foul trouble for Bynum, though, tonight. He was working off a Bogut a lot, too.
And they talked in the broadcast, Spiro and Michael both talked about how his defensive switching tonight, he was very late on a lot of times, a lot of sequences that ended up in fouls.
You know, Andy, I've been noticing that along those lines that Brian points out astutely that they were, you know, kind of late. And Powell got kind of chewed out a little bit, it looked like, by Phil as well occasionally. I thought that Milwaukee did a good job. They're spreading these big men now for the Lakers. I think teams are starting to get an idea that, okay, you're going to pack it in. We can't get there. I mean, we can't get to the bucket with you guys down there.
Yeah.
Spread it out.
It tests the Lakers' outside shooting ability, which is going to be, you know, it's probably their Achilles heel for the season. If you had to pick one thing where they're not going to excel, they don't have a lot of just knockdown, deadly, can't leave that guy alone ever in the corner type of guys. And sometimes it tests their patience in terms of really moving the ball around, reversing it, getting the best shot possible. Leads to, you know, poorer choices.
But I tell you tonight, they did enough to get it done, and it brings us to the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
710 ESPN's Lakers Line presents the McDonald's defensive play of the game. From the finest potatoes, crispy on the outside, warm and fluffy on the inside, McDonald's world-famous fries. Enjoy them with an icy cold Coke at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
Red bounces up behind Elias Ogbon. The paint deflected, stolen by Kobe. Lakers pushing Kobe into our test cutting. Wrap around, bounce to Gasol, and he stuffs it in. Lakers within two now, and 13 for Pau Gasol.
Pretty much just give all the awards tonight to Kobe Bryant. He certainly was the most valuable player. And then, of course, the McDonald's defensive play of the game. It is time to try your hand at the Morongo Casino Resort three-pointer. Text the word Morongo to 40705 and answer three trivia questions correctly for a shot to win a weekend for two at the Morongo Casino Resort. We'll announce the next three-point champion during Lakers Line on December 25th. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Enjoy progressive table games. And remember, you always get the most cash back and best rewards at Morongo. All right, Andy, we will talk to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, buddy.
Or your brother next, Andy Kamenetsky from the Kamenetsky Brother Podcast. You can hear it on 710ESPN.com. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. He's Dave Denham. I'm Brian Long, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live on 710ESPN, 710ESPN.com.
710 ESPN, I'm Steve Mason.
And I'm John Ireland on the road with the Lakers as they battle the Nets in New Jersey on Saturday.
The Kia Motors Lakers shoot-around with John and me starts at 3 o'clock. Bill McDonald in for Spiro Dedis and Michael Thompson have all the play-by-play starting at 5. Plus, listen for John's reports from courtside.
And then after the game, it's Lakers Line with Brian Long and Dave Denholm live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live.
It's the Lakers in New Jersey against the Nets on Saturday. Coverage starts at 3 on 710 ESPN.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line. Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and Dave Denholm.
Phil actually, you know, had the brilliant plan of taking it full court. And once he said that, we all kind of looked at him like, what the hell? No, advance it. And he said, no, I want it here. And, you know, then we said, okay, let's just roll with it. And he obviously knew what he was doing because you take it full court and I catch it. The floor spread is much harder to double-team it.
This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line brought to you by the most reliable wireless. For an affordable price, get plans that work for you and your budget with Verizon Wireless, America's largest and most reliable wireless network. Lakers do win tonight on an unbelievable shot by Kobe Bryant to close it out. 107-106, Brian Long, Dave Denholm, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live.
Yeah, Kobe, just unbelievable, Brian. I was sitting there saying there's no way this can happen again. Milwaukee's going to guard him. They won't be able to get a great shot. How can he hit another shot like he did against Miami? Now, it wasn't the same kind of degree of difficulty. You are absolutely right about that, but it's just as important. It's just as much pressure, realistically. You're in overtime. It's do or die. If he hits the shot, they win. If he misses it, they lose, and he still hits it. It's just unbelievable.
All right, let's get one more call in. Let's go to Huntsville, Alabama. Lon, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing real good. I'm a huge, huge Laker fan. Been a Laker fan ever since I was a little kid in the 80s. And just want to tell Mo and Al, come on, y'all, relax. You know, be quiet. You know, just sit back, enjoy the Lake show, because this is something special, you know. And you don't win championships on December 16th. You know, you'd much rather be playing your worst ball here in December and have all your injuries versus in May at the end of the season going into the playoffs, and they're 20-4.
Yeah, you know what, Lon? It's a good point, but you know what else too, Lon? You can wrap up home floor advantage in the Western Conference with these kind of wins throughout the season,
of course you can't, you know, but I'd much rather be playing my worst ball at 20-4 now.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Lon.
Basketball in May, you know. You guys have a good one.
All right, man. Thanks, Lon.
You check in anytime, baby.
Listen, you want to work it out right now, but there's something to be said. This was a back-to-back. Sure. A lot of people are questioning, well, the Lakers jumped out to this great record, but they haven't left Staples Center. They haven't really been tested on the road yet.
Yeah.
This would have been the first test, and a lot of people would have jumped on. They failed. Frankly, they failed. Yeah, they won in Chicago, but they lost in Milwaukee. But that's not the case.
Well, dude,
they were able to do it 107-106 tonight.
People forget, the Utah game was part of this road trip. It was a bad game. And here's the thing. You win tonight. Now you beat New Jersey, and you're guaranteed a winning road trip. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that it's automatic, but, you know, they got a good shot against New Jersey coming up on Saturday. You win that, you cannot have a losing road trip.
That's a great point, Dave. And remember, the idea that they're going to chase down the Bulls, they're going to take that record. Who cares?
Yeah.
What you want right now, you're playing for home court. You're playing, of course, for the Western Conference. That's what you're playing for. Let the rest of it just go by the wayside. I want to thank everyone down here at the ESPN Zone tonight who set us up, did a great job. I want to thank Jared Diglio, Julio Moratalla, our guy Adam Bronstein stepping in tonight.
Woo!
Pulled him in
Don't
from the
a big
bullpen.
Head, kid. You were great, though.
Frank Laffarelli, of course, X-Ray down here. Entire crew tonight. It was unbelievable.
X-Ray crushed that carrot cake tonight.
Yeah, well, that's you know, it comes a calling to him. There's no doubt about it. He's Dave Denham. I'm Brian Long. Lakers do win tonight, 107-106. Remember, after every Laker game, right here on 710 ESPN.